tens of millions to the worst recession we've faced in 70 years, tens of millions of people being thrown out of work, millions of people being thrown out of their homes. There was basically immunity. And in fact, when the Department of Justice under Eric Holder found evidence of large financial firms engaging in epic-level money laundering on behalf of narco-traffickers and countries the U.S. government considers to be enemies, it still decided not to criminally prosecute them on the grounds that they were too big to fail, or as it became known, too big to jail. Essentially, a decision was taken that if you were a financial institution and you become big enough and powerful enough, you are above the criminal law. And unfortunately, that, too, is going to be a major part of Eric Holder's legacy.
Professor Michael Eric Dyson, your assessment of the attorney general.
Well, I agree with Attorney Prohl. I think he's one of the most extraordinary attorney generals in the history of this nation. By the time he finishes, he may be the third longest serving attorney general ever. He has weathered the storm of an enormous racial backlash against black people in power at the top. He is arguably the second most powerful black person in the history of American politics after the president himself. So this is a man who was a proxy for the president in many ways in terms of the symbolic representation of black power and the way in which—or American power in a black man, I should say—and the way in which that has been responded to by such vicious and acrimonious, if you will, articulations by people in the Senate, people who are questioning the attorney general, by politicians who felt open season on him. And as a result of that, when we look at his record, we got to put it in the context of the abstract versus the real, the abstract versus what's achievable. I think in that case, he will stand tall in the history of American jurisprudence and certainly as one of the great attorneys general of all time.
Let's